Muchas gracias, señora presidenta, y un agradecimiento.
Thank you very much. I'd like to particularly thank you for your presentation, but also to the panelists for their introductory words to open this debate. For the Colombian government, it's only possible to speak about peace when territories have been cleared of the suspicion of anti-personnel mines. And that means that states committed to action against mines are seeking to restitute the effective rights of the affected communities and thereby guarantee the restitution of the territories integrally. And to do that, there's a series of actions that need to be recommended to attain security, development, well-being, and peace across the national territory, but in particular in zones that have been affected by poverty, the presence of illegal economic activities, and also violence. And in Colombia, this has been an issue of huge importance, especially given the characteristics of the mines contamination in Colombia, where the majority of the artifacts that have been installed are by nature improvised without any clear pattern and placed randomly by organized groups in territories of huge geographic, topographic, and climatological complexity. As a result, we've stepped up the ability of actors to act, and we've cleared 5,700 individuals, approximately, have been accredited to do demining now in Colombia. Currently, 10 civil organizations and 2 military force humanitarian units, which are specialized, are currently working in 134 municipalities. In terms of comprehensive victim support, the national government is seeking to prevent, protect, support, and guarantee the effective enjoyment of rights by survivors. And as a result, education about risk has led to the design of programs and prevention mechanisms with a gender-based focus targeting children with a differentiated focus in terms of ethnicity towards those of African descent and indigenous communities, towards a prevention and also emergency response. Given that all of this, it's necessary still to recognize that we have huge challenges before us currently. Despite the signing of the peace agreement, in some territories, there are still high levels of violence and conditions of vulnerability and social conflict. We still have zones of the country where we have the active presence of armed groups, organized armed groups, and structures that continue to use explosive IUDs, explosive artifacts, to continue the conflict and carry out their damaging activities. There has been a significant reduction in the use of anti-personnel mines, notwithstanding this, and also of IUDs in Colombia, and 1,229 victims in 2006 were counted, but now 57 victims were counted in 2017. And we have nonetheless had an increase in the last year. And in 2018, we had 171 victims of anti-personnel mines. And at this point, I want to be extremely emphatic, stating and clarifying that anti-personnel mines have not been placed in the current zones that are in conflict or declared as in conflict or in those zones which have been declared as having anti-personnel mines. These mines have been in other areas. That demonstrates the huge scale of the challenge we're covering. Now, the Presidency of the Republic, working through the Office of the High Commissioner for Peace, is obviously working diligently on this, and technical experience continues to support the dissemination of anti-personnel landmine knowledge. And these bodies are all working in national coordination with all bodies and entities which are playing a part in this process in the country. That's very important, the coordination. To conclude this brief introduction, allow me once again to emphasize the crucial support of the international community here through technical and financial cooperation. This has been of particular importance to complement the efforts of the national government in terms of comprehensive action against mines. International cooperation has contributed to strengthening the internal institutionalization and improving operational capacities. And it's also allowed state actions against these artifacts to be more effective. The national government would like to express its gratitude for the continuing commitment of all states and organizations working for the consolidation of a territory free of landmines in Colombia. Thank you very much.